Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
And welcome to Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is my colleague at MRM, Aaron Shafawalaf. Today, Aaron, we would like to talk about some of the questions that you can ask of a Mormon acquaintance or friend, a colleague.
Or stranger.
And these are not really questions, how would you describe it? They're more heart questions, you said.
Yeah, they're not questions to win a debate. They're questions to engage the heart.
And in other words, just find out where the other individual is coming from. So what are some of the questions that you have used in talking with Mormon acquaintances and that can hopefully share with our listeners to maybe get them to start talking about this to their friends?
Well, this is a very intense heart question that I think is, I mean, this is pretty intense. I'll just be upfront about that. But this is a haunting question, so hear me out. If the church wasn't true, would you want to know?
That's a great question. And it could, kind of goes along with that question. If there was a slight chance, maybe you could be wrong, would you want to know? And sadly, some of the answers that I've received when I've asked that kind of a question are not just disheartening, they're downright scary because many Mormons, because of their testimony, can't think they can be wrong.
Right. You know, I think it's important to understand that in evangelism and loving your neighbor, we're not necessarily thinking we can get them to point A to point Z. Mm-hmm. But getting them to point A to point B might involve getting them to even imagine what it would look like to even sort of test their own fundamental beliefs. And, you know, that's a question we can ask ourselves. But most Mormons will answer this question by saying something like, well, the church is true. I know it's true. Mm-hmm. And I'll say something like, well, I know that you know it's true. I know that you believe it's true. Mm-hmm. I know this is your faith commitment. I understand. I affirm that, but that's you, right? But I'm asking you, you might have to ask it 3 or 4 times. You really might have to. If the church wasn't true, hypothetically, if the church wasn't true, would you want to know? Mm-hmm. You don't press it too hard, but press it. This is not something you necessarily need to get an immediate right answer to. This is a seed planted because a lot of Mormons haven't thought about that. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that Mormons who get asked that question, it's a haunting question for many because it involves a lot of introspection later on.
Well, the church is everything. That's the point. I mean, in Mormonism, everything surrounds around the church. And to take away that pillar, I'm sure that would probably scare to death a lot of Latter-day Saints because for many of them, that's all they've ever known.
Well, it's trauma, man. It's not a game. I mean, this is
I don't think we can emphasize enough that aspect of it, and we should take that very seriously and be sensitive to that.
Yeah.
And so, okay.
Another question to ask, a follow-up on that is, well, if the church wasn't true, how would you know? Because a lot of Mormons, to test Mormonism's truth claims, use very unique Mormon standards for truth testing. So they've got to ask themselves real deep down in their heart, if the church wasn't true, am I rigging the system so that I wouldn't even know? Mm-hmm. And another question to ask is, this is another heart question. It's a hard heart question. If the church isn't true, do you think it's still worth believing? Mm.
Yeah, I had a very similar situation. I was volunteering down at the Utah Lighthouse bookstore, and I had two Mormon missionaries come into the store, which is very rare.
Wow.
And we got into a discussion like that. And I was trying to explain to them, I says, as a Christian, I want to have a reasonable faith. I don't want to believe something that the evidence shows cannot possibly be true. And I said, you know, for instance, let me give you an example. If you could demonstrate to me, for instance, that the resurrection was not true, Jesus did not rise from the dead, I would leave Christianity in a heartbeat. And the look on their face wasn't really shock. I'm sure they were amused, you know, that I would make a statement like that. But I'm very sincere about that. I mean, if it's not based on a truth, then I really don't want anything to do with it. And I had to explain to them, now, guys, if that was to happen and I was to abandon the Christian faith, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go out and commit adultery or go get drunk or start taking drugs or stealing things or anything like that. It doesn't mean that at all.
You'd probably buy a Harley.
I probably would. That'd be a great idea right now anyway. And, but why can't I buy one as a Christian? What does that mean?
I'm just kidding. We were trying to get people to think about true faith that really trusts the object of faith is vulnerable. And mm-hmm. I'm vulnerable to being proven wrong, but I'm going to put myself out there. Anyway, let's move on.
Go ahead.
This is another heart question. Do you think you could be wrong?
Mm-hmm.
There's a verse in Proverbs 14:12, I think. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Do you think you could be wrong? It's real simple. This isn't. You don't have to be an expert in Mormonism to ask these kinds of questions.
But you have to admit, many times when you ask that question, many Mormons, at least in my experience, say, absolutely, I can't be wrong on this, because they feel that
they're infallible on this issue.
Yeah. And they really think it's the Holy Ghost that told them that Mormonism is true. I mean, when you've got, you know, a confirmation from a deity telling you that something's right, that's a hard thing to overcome.
Yeah.
It's a really hard thing to overcome.
Well, let's move on.
Sure.
Have your feelings ever been wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So people will appeal to their feelings as being the arbiter of truth for this religious issue. And I'll say, well, ever before in your life, have your feelings ever been wrong? And I'll ask something like, are your feelings infallible?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is, desperately wicked. And,
mm-hmm.
Who can know it?
Who can know
it's hard to understand. Our hearts are so, man, there's a lot of stuff going on there we don't know. And I think at the very least, we need to corroborate the internal feelings with at least a degree of confirmation and external evidence.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why the Bible cautions us about relying too much on our subjective feelings, our personal feelings, because we can easily be swayed. If you want something bad enough, you can think of just about every excuse to make it work.
Oh, yeah.
And so we need to be careful about
that. It's a good question here. There's a lot of people who leave Mormonism who simultaneously leave what they thought was a belief in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So a question I like to ask is, now listen carefully, is your belief in Jesus on the foundation of your belief in the LDS Church? Or is your belief in the LDS Church on the foundation of your belief in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even say, now the reason I'm asking this is a lot of people who stop believing in the church seem to immediately stop believing in Jesus. And it's as though their belief in Jesus was on the foundation of the church, and when the foundation of the church crumbled, they no longer had a Jesus to trust in.
Explain that again, because I think the listeners need to understand.
I'm going
to
repeat this.
You
this
have
is
to,
huge.
Because this is a big thing. Because I've noticed when I go to the ex-Mormon conference in Salt Lake City, they have it every year. I'm in a room full of, a lot of them are just angry atheists or agnostics. And they don't want Christianity. They don't want anything to do with God at all. And I think that question that you just raised explains clearly why that probably is. Now, again, we're not at this point, we're not discussing the attributes of the Mormon Jesus as opposed to what we believe to be the New Testament Jesus.
You know, we're not even attacking Mormonism itself. We're just asking heart questions.
Exactly.
Here.
So say that again.
Is your belief in Jesus on the foundation of your belief in the LDS Church? Or is your belief in the LDS Church on the foundation of your belief in Jesus? In other words, if one foundation if it crumbles, everything on top of that will be gone. Well, are you the kind of Mormon that would still believe in Jesus if you left the LDS Church? And you can even ask a follow-up question like, well, why? Mm-hmm. What reasons do you have to believe in Jesus that are irrespective of the truthfulness of the LDS Church?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great, if you don't want to threaten someone with this kind of like this defense, if you don't want them to be on the defensive about having to talk about, you know, Mormon stuff, you can say something like, well, can we talk about some good reasons to believe in the resurrection of Jesus and the person, work, and promises of Jesus. Just put it positively, yes, you need to at some point, you know, engage this false view of Jesus. You don't want to confirm them in their faith long term, but I think it's really healthy to help a Mormon realize that there's a whole lot more reasons to trust in the resurrection of Jesus and Jesus as the risen Messiah more than the mere internal testimonial emotional epiphany that the Mormon Church has taught them to base almost their entire religious faith on. So it's a danger. I think we need to encourage Mormons to even imagine, you know, like I said earlier, it's not merely getting them from point A to point Z, it's getting them from point A to point B. And part of that is just getting them to exercise the organ of faith to imagine for the first time what belief in Jesus would even look like apart from belief in the LDS Church.
Good. That's very good. Got another question?
Let's continue this on a part two, but let me say this. There's a lot of people out there who believe in Mormonism, but I don't think they really have a saving faith in the resurrection of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of functional atheism out there that Mormonism's still worth believing if it's not true. It's still worth it if it ends up being false. And it's this idea that truth is not ultimately important, rather sort of my social comfort or psychotherapeutic ease or sort of moral structure in my life. Just having something is better than nothing, that kind of attitude. And
it becomes more pragmatic, I think, with many Latter-day Saints. You know, it works for me. It's my truth.
Yeah.
And
that's not a Mormon problem. That's an American problem.
That's a
Western
good point,
problem.
You know, and I've heard some Christians say that, yeah. and boy, when I hear that, I go, no, that's not a good reason. You know, it can't be out of pragmatism. It's got to be true.
Paul says, if Jesus has not risen from the dead, our faith is in vain. Mormonism says, if Jesus has not risen from the dead, well, we sure got a whole lot of good out of it anyway.
Yeah, and sadly, I've heard that attitude from many Latter-day Saints. But anyway, these are good, and I hope people will go to the website and download the podcast and repeat this over and over again. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On October 14th and 15th, an event is coming to Salt Lake City that you won't want to miss. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, the third annual Compassionate Boldness Conference will take place at Calvary Chapel in Salt Lake City. Hear plenary speaker Rob Bowman, along with Sandra Tanner and Bill McKeever, as well as more than a dozen others as we look at Mormonism from a biblical worldview. You'll have the chance to hear some of the latest Christian research on topics related to Mormonism, with one session featuring a panel of Christian pastors to hear their perspective on life in Utah. It's an event every Christian in this state ought to attend. Now to sign up, go to www.compassionateboldness.com. Again, the event will take place on Friday evening, October 14th, and all day Saturday, October 15th at Calvary Chapel, Salt Lake, right off the 15 freeway and located at 460 Century Drive. Go to CompassionateBoldness.com and make sure to reserve your spot today. You'll be glad you did.